This is Jean McMillan interviewing Christopher Dakin at his home, 11 Hammertown Road, Salisbury, Connecticut. The date is April 10th, 2012. What is your full name?
Christopher Michael Dakin.
What is your birth date?
March 28th, 1939.
And where were you born?
Sharon Hospital.
Would you give me your parents' names?
My father was Myron Edward Dakin, and my mother was Agatha Clapp Dakin.
Were they both local people?
My father was local. My mother was born in New Jersey.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, I have two.
Brothers or sisters?
Both brothers, Timothy Robin Dakin of New Bern, North Carolina. He is 2 years younger than I am, a retired Air Force lawyer. And I have another brother, Jeremy Robin Dakin. Of Amesville, never left here, was in the Army, came back, went to the University of Vermont and found that he couldn't get any 8 o'clock classes, so he left the University of Vermont and has been doing odd jobs around here ever since.
A good man to know.
Yeah, right.
Tell me about your education.
Well, I went to the Grove School in Salisbury, and then about a year of Salisbury Central School before my father came out of the Navy. He had been vice principal at the regional high school when it opened. But there was not a job waiting for him when he returned, and so he started teaching at the Darrow School in New Lebanon and taught there for about 5 years until he was called back into the Korean conflict, whereupon we moved back to Amesville. And I returned to Salisbury Central School. From there, I had a short term at Hotchkiss and then transferred down to the high school, where I enjoyed myself very much, probably too much according to my report cards. Graduated from there, went to Colby College, spent about a year and a half there before I decided to go traveling with the U.S. Navy, which I did for 4 years.
Was that voluntary or?
No, my father said get out of the house or get in the Navy. So I got in the Navy. Spent 4 interesting years there. Came back, went back to Colby College, and then to the University of Connecticut Law School.
And you, after you graduated from Connecticut Law School, where did you start practicing?
I started in Lakeville with the office of Beckett and Wagner. Then after about 3 years, went off on my own, 3 to 5 years, I would guess, and have practiced as a sole practitioner ever since. My wife, Suzette Terhune Dakin, was my secretary from the time I went off on my own until the time she died about 15 years ago.
What kind of law do you practice?
Generally, real estate and probate. Try to swing at court work, but with the distance from here to the nearest court and the amount of wasted time in the court system, I decided that it was better to cater to my solid clients in real estate and probate.
Now, I'm going to backtrack a bit. When I was here before, we talked a little bit about your grandfather. What was your grandfather's name, and what did he do?
He was Harold Butler Dakin. He owned Dakin's store, which was a general grocery store in Sharon. He founded the Sharon National Bank because there was no bank in Sharon. He was quite a fisherman, from what I can gather. During the Second World War, he did take my brother Tim and me fishing down by the Housatonic. Of course, he was wearing his coat and tie and was always a dapper banker type man who enjoyed playing bridge more than anything else in the world.
Oh my! That's an accomplishment.
Yes.
Where was the Sharon National Bank located?
The present office of Ackerley Brown, across from the firehouse on West Main Street.
And where was his grocery store?
On the second building on your right, going from the main intersection in Sharon toward Sharon Hospital. It is presently a flower shop.
Roaring Oaks?
Yep.
Okay. And you were telling me about a typical day for your grandfather between the store and the bank.
Well, he'd go from the house to the store, which was next door. The house was a beautiful Victorian house, which has since gone to shambles, but he would first thing in the morning be over in the store working at his desk, and then probably mid-morning he'd go down and check on things at the bank, make sure everything was okay there, come back into the store. He had, I believe, Tuck Cunningham was his number one trainee there.
At the bank?
Yeah. I'm sure there were others, but...
But he's the one you remember.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
And he'd come back to the bank, then it was time for lunch, so he would go home for lunch, and the housekeeper would make lunch for him, which he would eat, and then sit down in his recliner and take his nap, and then it was back to the store.
How many employees in the store?
Larry and Phil Cunningham were in the meat department. Jerry Pitcher was a run around, do it all, did the deliveries, stocked shelves, maintained the gardens around the house, which were beautifully maintained. He was kind of the everything.
The general factor.
Yeah, right. You need something done, call Jerry. As I recall, there was also a bookkeeper in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would fill in occasionally, but primarily I was employed as soon as I turned 16 by the Lakeville A&P. And because of the fact that I had a car, I would get shifted to the various A&P branches in Canaan, Lakeville, and Sharon whenever they needed me somewhere.
Where was the Lakeville A&P?
Where the Patco is now. There was Finkel's gas station, and the A&P, and the A&P liquor store, and Barnett's store, and then the path going down to the ball field, and then a multi-business store that had barbershop, telegraph office, coffee shop, and then on the corner you had Dufour's garage.
At the bank in Sharon, how many employees did your father have?
I really don't. I never went in the bank.
Oh, wow. All right. Now, tell me about some of the civic activities that you have participated in.
Well, let's see, I was on the original Conservation Commission in town. I've done a couple of stints as a director of the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Service. Been town attorney in North Canaan, which doesn't really count as Salisbury. But
it works.
Cooked food at the ski jumps.
Cemetery Association?
I belong to both the Lime Rock and Salisbury Cemetery Association.
And didn't you say that the Lime Rock Cemetery is owned by Salisbury?
Yes, it is. Yep. So any of the deeds are signed by the three selectmen.
Is there a diagram of the cemetery and who's buried in the Lime Rock Cemetery?
Yes. Yep.
And where's that located?
I think Jeff Silvernail has it right now.
And how about
or Matt Kiefer?
Either one.
Yeah.
And how about the Lakeville Fire District? Did you have something to
do? I was chairman of that for quite a while. Which put us in charge of paying for street lighting and clearing snow from the sidewalks and doing what the firemen felt needed to be done by way of dealing with the town.
And how about the Lakeville Hose Company?
I had done a lot of work for them. I never charged for it.
That was good of you.
Had a lot of fun. Worked in the food booth and the carnival with them.
Oh my. How about the ambulance company?
Well, I'm just director on that, and I've, as I said, served two stints there.
I'm going to backtrack again. Oh. Tell me a little bit about your father.
Well, let's see, he was born and brought up in Sharon, went to Hotchkiss, often by horseback. They lived where the store was, on the corner of the green there. And had some stalls out in the first floor of a barn out in back of the store. Graduated from Hotchkiss, went to Williams, came back and was principal of the Sharon Central School. And then when he graduated in 33, I think, from Hotchkiss. And then when the high school opened in
39?
Fall of 39, he became vice principal under Dr. Paul Stoddard.
Oh, I've heard about Dr. Stoddard.
He was something. But I have a silver cup that was given to me, engraved C.M. Dakin, class of 39.
Ooh.
Which is, I got thinking about it the other day, and it's a little strange because there wasn't any class of 39. They opened in the fall of 39, but somehow or another, I guess I was the first graduate of Regional.
Wonderful. Do you remember some of the teachers that you had at Regional?
Yeah, there was John Just, who was a math teacher. And who rented our house in Amesville while we were up in New Lebanon, I think. Clark Wood, who really I didn't know until afterward, because he was stuck down there in the agricultural
yep.
section.
Yep.
the typing teacher, little thing, lousy attitude sometimes. I can't think of her name. She used to go with a guy who worked on the power lines, John Bianchi, not the lawyer John Bianchi.
The other one.
But she was a tough little thing. I went along with her two semesters.
That was enough.
In typing, and I was getting A's, and then we got into a discussion about something. I think I got D's the rest
Ooh.
Of the year.
Uh-huh. How about a Miss Gordon who became Mrs. Fitz? Did you have any connection
no.
with her?
No. There was a Latin teacher. I can't recall. She was badly injured in a car accident with Dr. Stoddard. He used to come down to school from his place on Belden Street reading the New York Times. And one time it caught up with him. He had a really bad accident. And of course, it was Coach Giannotti,
mm-hmm.
who
mm-hmm.
was and is one of the greatest guys in the world.
Yes.
And I, except for when report cards came out, got along very well.
Yes, well, there is sometimes a difference of opinion on that.
Well, you know, I picked it up from fellow student, the philosophy, anything over passing is wasted, which probably doesn't appeal to you, Jean, but...
Well, it depends upon the circumstances. There were a few courses that I was just lucky to get through. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you'd like to add?
I don't think so. It's just, this has been the greatest place in the world to grow up and live in. That's the main reason I got into law, because I wanted to come back here and didn't have a family business to come back to.
What a wonderful attitude, though, that you loved your hometown so much that you wanted to come back to it.
Well, that's, what is there not to love?
I can't think of a thing. Well, thank Thank you very much. I appreciate your time and your interest and all of the wonderful things that you've done for the community to make it what it is today.
Well, I haven't done anything more than anyone who appreciates the community would do.
Well, we have a very wonderful community, yep, made up of a lot of wonderful people.
Yep.